Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Olivia with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Miles government has now passed the harshest penalties surrounding tobacco and vaping laws in Australia to reduce the prevalence of illegal suppliers. This law came as an amendment to the Tobacco and Other Smoking Products Act of 1998 and means unlicensed corporations illegally supplying cigarettes and vapes can face a $1.6 million fine. For individual retailers, the fine will be upwards of $300,000 and 2 years imprisonment. Mental Health and Ambulance Services and Minister for Women, Shannon Fentiman, says these tougher laws arise from the health crisis in our state that is vaping, with the rates of school students trying e-cigarettes more than doubling since 2017.
A new report shows that the Queensland Fire Department is not up to standard compared to other public service sectors, with reportedly poor gender employment equity. The proportion of women hired is currently only at 19%, down from 21% only last year. An independent review released by KPMG warns that there needs to be a continued effort to encourage diversity within the public sector workforce, necessitating targets for equal employment.
In national news, new doxing laws are to be introduced by the federal government, outlawing the malicious sharing of personal information online, attracting up to 7 years jail time for offenders. This comes after details of hundreds of Jewish Australians in a WhatsApp group were released online in February, prompting a response from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, promising to outlaw the online releases of names, addresses, numbers, and demographics. This comes as a part of the new reforms to private laws, modernising the 1998 Act to suit the needs and demands of the digital age.
A new study from the University of Adelaide has exposed the international trafficking and illegal trade of Australian animals. The four-year study collected data from public databases, multinational trade shows and government reporting to identify trends in the illegal market, including which animals were being trafficked and where. Study co-author Adam Toombs says the data, which identified 33 new species of Australian animals not found in the international market before the study, reveals that native species are continuing to be smuggled out of the country, highlighting a concerning trend of smugglers successfully evading the country's wide-ranging live export bans.
In international news, a step closer towards a cure for sight loss has been made following a US man who was last year received the world's first whole eye and face transplant. Aaron James, who suffered an accident involving high voltage power lines in 2021, is recovering well with both the eye nor face being rejected by his body. Scientists say the transplanted eye's retina is responding to light and that pressure and blood flow is normal in the area. Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez, who was part of a study catalogue progressing James' recovery and who led the transplant operation, says that many experts did not believe progress would come this far. While James has not regained vision, Rodriguez says he looks forward to the next challenge of understanding how to restore sight in the transplanted eye.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.